Nothing but thieves. Welcome to the DCC. It is just coming up to 9:15. I want to talk about Hotbin. Hotbin is a hot composter that turns your food and garden waste into usable compost in around 90 days, depending on what you put in that composter. Now, Don Brennan is one of the earliest adopters of Hotbin in Switzerland. He got one shortly after it won an award at the Chelsea Flower Show in the UK. A friend told him about the new composter. He decided to get one, give it a go. It was about 4 years ago, and for full disclosure, I have one too, but Don is a very keen gardener, and so he is the pro here. I thought I could get a few tips, so I asked Don to first tell me about his garden space and what he typically feeds his Hotbin composter.
Okay, so we have your typical single family home, and what we're putting in there is mainly lawn clippings and kitchen leftovers, so anything from potato peels to apple cores and that sort of stuff. So that's mainly what we put in it. We're fortunate because the community that we live in has a green collection also for strawberries and when we cut the hedge. So I don't have to put that in the green bin, but most of the lawn clippings go in there.
And so how has the Hotbin been working out for you?
It works quite well. So all of my garden beds, I compost with what comes out of the Hotbin. We get roughly, I would say I empty it about 3 to 4 times a year. So that's probably on the order of, I don't know, 300 liters of compost. The thing that keeps me busy is in order to make sure that the hot composting works well, you have to add actually quite a bit of shredded paper to the green matter in order to make sure that there's the right proportions of carbon matter with the green matter. I guess that's the chemical explanation for that. And so so we also get rid of much less newspaper with the paper collection that we have in the past, because we shred that and then feed it into the Hotbin.
Right.
So that's one of the interesting things about the Hotbin is it's not just composting garden matter, it's also composting old paper products.
I know, I'm happy with mine about getting rid of egg cartons. It surprised me that I could chuck the egg cartons in there. Did you have any teething issues? Look, I know that obviously starting off using one of these hot composters, it's a little bit different. And if you haven't quite got the mix right from the very beginning.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I used it, I was like, oh, this is great. I mean, it's so big. And we just cut the lawn. So I dumped in just all the lawn clippings, about 4 bags full. So it was about half full, so about 100 liters of just grass. I just dumped in there, nothing else. And then about 2 days later, it started to smell like a dead cat. And then I thought, well, maybe I ought to read the instructions on this thing. And that's when I thought, oh, yeah, well, you know, that's a violation of the user, the end user guidelines, I guess, just dumping all that grass in there. So it says, since we have a big one, it says you're allowed to put 2 baskets of grass clippings per weekend. And that's what I limit it to. And I also make sure that I have the right proportion of shredded paper and other stuff in there, too, to make sure that it's not just grass clippings. And that works out.
Did you start yours off in winter or summer? And have you ever had to sort of reboot yours? Because I know that, I mean, this is the thing, the Hotbin doesn't use any kind of electrical source to make it hot, right? It's purely just the chemical reaction that's going on in there. So if you start yours in a very cold time of year, then there's a sort of a way with some warm water that you can kind of kick it all off and reduce the temperature.
So we did start in the summer, so it worked just fine. You know, in the summer you have lots of organic matter to put in there, and it started off. I mean, it heats up in a day and a half, so that's great. But I have had in the winter, you know, what you can do is you can kind of recycle some of the compost if you don't have enough green matter to really keep it warm. And then in the spring, sometimes, you know, since I've put in a lot of kitchen scraps and green stuff out of the kitchen that doesn't have enough really enough heat to start composting. What I've done is, I just take a couple of plastic milk jugs and fill them up full of hot water, and then bury them in the bin underneath the green stuff, and then after a couple of days, it'll warm it up enough that it will start composting. And then once it gets to a certain temperature, then the chemical process takes care of itself from there.
Heats right up.
That's my approach.
So I've got the little one. You've obviously got the big one, bigger garden, bigger household. Does yours give you the liquid fertilizer as well?
It does. Yeah, it sure does. And you have to keep on top of that, because it depends what you put in there. But if you put grass clippings in there, they tend to release quite a bit of liquid. And so you have to kind of keep an eye on that. But yeah, I just drain that off every couple of days and then feed it to some of the potted plants.
I end up draining mine about once every month or so.
You don't have, well, you don't have any lawn clippings or less?
No, it's mostly just household stuff that I'm feeding it. So I think it's probably a bit different. If you're doing it every couple of days, my goodness. But my goodness, do those plants love that fertilizer.
Yeah, they do. It really seems to work well. No, I did have a smaller one at the beginning. And one of my sons now has that. He lives in an apartment, and he has that in Bern, and he's using that. And he loves that too. So.
Don Brennan, the early adapter of the Hot Bin, who's also getting his family involved in Hot Bin. If you're intrigued and want to learn more about hot composting, find out more at hotbin.ch.